Hi, this is Alma Meyer with NowHealing.com, and the topic of this instant energy healing is mental focus and clearing away distractions, allowing your mind and body to activate your ideal mental focus. This is part of a five-part series on clear mind, which also includes audios on brain fog and mental chatter, both of which can greatly support your mental focus, so you may want to check those out. And you can do this series in any order. You can just do this audio alone. Do the audios that you are drawn to, that you are attracted to. In this audio, we will create an instant energetic upgrade for your specific issue that is related to mental focus and to clearing distractions. Maybe you're like me and you are driven to distraction by emails and technology. Maybe you are distracted by your thoughts or your to-do list. Or maybe you overfocus. You forget to eat or sleep, which is something that I could never do. But overfocus is just as much of a disconnect to your balanced life as underfocus. So we're going to find your issue and align it. So take a moment to find an issue that you would like to shift right now related to mental focus or distraction. And how much of a problem is that issue for you right now? Let's get a measurement, a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 is no problem, not an issue, and 10 is the worst possible problem. And as usual, just accept the first number that presents itself to you. Okay, let's get ready to do some energetic alignments, which of course you can do even if you don't know what you're doing. If you do want some more information, then you can listen to Instant Energy Healing, a quick start guide to Now Healing. But for now, just set all your questions aside and just follow this simple instruction. When I say one of the three Now Healing commands, which are align, disentangle, or reintegrate, you are going to bring those words into your center. And that is the vertical center of your body. So just take that command, that align or disentangle or reintegrate command, and quickly and easily enter it to your center. Do it fast without overthinking it, just like you would press the enter button on your computer. Just routinely enter the command into your center. And that will activate the command. You can also do that when I say the word now after one of the commands, like align now or disentangle now. Bring it into your center. And whatever you do is fine. You cannot do this wrong, and I'm doing it for you as well. I also might be silent at times, and energy is shifting during the silences too. Okay, let's get started. Align with being able to effectively connect to your center, whether it's by just being aware of it with your mind, your attention, or with your sensations, or by waving your hand up and down at your center. Align with your center now. Align with sensing your center now. Align with perceiving your center now. Align with allowing instant transformation now. Align with shifting energy instantly now. Align with non-attachment to any kind of outcome. Align with that perfect paradox that you tend to get better outcomes when you are non-attached to outcomes. Align with non-attachment now. Okay, so we are prepared to work with mental focus. And the bottom line for having mental focus is that you are aligned with whatever you're focusing on. and you are disentangled from everything else. So let's disentangle from distractions of all kinds now. Distractions that you know about, disentangle now. Distractions that you don't know about, disentangle now. Distractions coming from inside your mind, disentangle now. Distractions coming from outside your mind, disentangle now. Disentangle from your own mental chatter now. Disentangle from your mental loops now. Disentangle from all external influences now. Disentangle from your situation as a problem now. Just being at center around your mental focus, whatever it is, allowing it to be what it is, aligning with center around your mental focus issue now. And let's bring in your senses, your sensory integration, and sometimes lack thereof. So let's just disentangle and reintegrate all your senses from each other and bring them down to center, down to zero. Go to your center now. And let's take your auditory distractions, your hearing. Disentangle your hearing from your mind and your focus and reintegrate it now. Disentangle sounds that may trigger you and reintegrate with them now. Good. Disentangle from any sounds that normally bother you now. And disentangle from any sounds that have bothered you in the past now. And align with wholeness in the presence of sound and in the presence of silence now. Let's disentangle your visual senses, seeing with your eyes or with your mind's eye, with your imagination. Disentangle and reintegrate now so that whatever you see doesn't jar your mental focus. Disentangle and reintegrate vision and focus now. Disentangle and reintegrate your ability to visually focus and your ability to mentally focus now. Disentangle placing your attention on any particular sensory perception, whether it's hearing or seeing or any of your other senses. Disentangle placing your attention on something and reintegrate it with your mental focus now. Good. Go to center. Take a nice full breath into your center and let it out. And that reintegrates you. And now we're going to go on to other senses, like the sense of smell and how it relates to your mental focus. Disentangle it and reintegrate it now. Smelling that fresh coffee or the cinnamon buns that someone brought into the office, or like when I lived in Brooklyn next to the pizzeria and they'd make these amazing garlic knots, and it could be very distracting. So take any smells that occur when you're wanting to focus, any smells that have occurred in the past, and disentangle and reintegrate now, aligning with wholeness in their presence. Because the memory of something can function as a distraction too. So let's disentangle and reintegrate sensory memories, smell memories, now. and all kinds of memories. Disentangle and reintegrate them with your ability to focus mentally now. Like memories of past successes or failures at being able to focus. Like saying to yourself, last week when I wrote that school paper, I was able to focus really well. Well, what's wrong with me now? I can't focus. Disentangle from judging yourself now. Or you might say to yourself something like, I'm never able to focus. Why should this time be any different? Disentangle and reintegrate from the memory or awareness of patterns around your mental focus and align with wholeness in their presence or absence now. And getting back to sensory distractions, the sense of touch, feeling yourself sitting in your chair, feeling your clothes on your body, feeling the air on your skin. Maybe you're too hot or too cold, and that's distracting. Generally, just feeling your body, physical discomfort or physical comfort. Disentangle and reintegrate feeling your body and your mental focus now. And we can do tremendous amounts of shifting just using energy like this. We can shift your body and disentangle you from the distraction loop of being bothered by how your body feels. We can do that energetically really well. But ultimately, your body is meant to move. So don't forget that getting up off your butt and moving is a super fast way to a clear mind. If you're still not getting the focus you want, get up and dance. Get up and take a walk. Do gentle stretches in your chair. Move your spine from side to side. Do some inverted yoga poses that, quote unquote, get your blood flowing to your brain. Do a brisk walk or a run or a swim. These all work magic for your mind's ability to function. And there are physical needs like needing to go to the bathroom. That can be a big distraction. Being hungry or thirsty, needing to take a break or take a nap. Disentangle and reintegrate so that you can truly interpret your body's signals and act on them appropriately rather than having them be distractions like, oh, I'm a little bit hungry, or a little cup of tea would be nice, or maybe I should just go pee right now. Disentangle from all of that. And disentangle from its opposite, which is ignoring your needs, like, I'm incredibly thirsty, but I'm not going to stop to drink water. I have to pee really bad, but I'll just hold it in. Or I'm exhausted and I'm not functioning well, but I have to force myself to stay awake. Disentangle and reintegrate all of that now. Bring all of those extremes to their center, to a point, and then to nothingness, to the zero-point field now. And align with dynamic balance of your true needs, disentangled from the impulse to distraction. Disentangle and reintegrate now. So let's take all your senses and memories and physical sensations as they relate to your ability to focus and your particular focus issue. Take all of those senses, memories, and sensations. Disentangle and reintegrate them now. Good. Oh, and lest we forget, let's disentangle and reintegrate from that wonderful new millennium category of distractions, which are online distractions, technology distractions, things beeping and ringing and buzzing at you. You're working on the computer and an email pops up, or you keep checking your email just in case there's something important, or you go to Google some pertinent information, but then you get lost in the information jungle, or your phone rings, etc., etc. I don't know about you, but if I don't put up some pretty powerful filters, my whole day can disappear into digital distraction. So let's do that now. Disentangle and reintegrate in the presence of digital information, technology and digital distractions coming to center around that now so that you can use online stuff, technology, for your highest expression and set aside the rest when you need to focus. Align with wholeness in the presence of those technologies now. And that, of course, includes all aspects of those technologies, from their mental influences to their electromagnetic radiation influences, their fields, and the fields of their global thought forms. Is everybody else checking their Facebook? Shouldn't I be? Disentangling from all those possible levels now. So now, let's leave behind what you don't want to focus on and work with what you do want to focus on. Align with what you want to focus on now. Because often we are energetically disconnected from the thing we most want to focus on. So disentangle and reintegrate with it now. Let's have you disentangle from any karma or trauma or drama around the thing you want to focus on now and just be aligned with wholeness in its presence. Good. And just doing some more disentangling and reintegrating you to the thing you want to focus on. Good. And here's a really cool energetic tool that I call the autofocus alignment. So we are going to focus the lens of your awareness. If you like, you can create a symbol or an image for this lens. And this is not just a visualization or imagination. This is a real way to actually work with energy. It has real results because you are centered. You're coming from center as you do it. And inputting the energy shifts to the center rather than in a much more roundabout way with visualization and then hoping that finds its way to a place where it will activate. The center is an instant activation. So when you're doing your visualization or your imagination, when you do it from your center, it becomes an activation. Anyway, let's just create in your Now Healing workspace screen in front of you, create a camera-type lens with those rings where you can focus and open up the aperture, etc. And we're just going to align and activate that now. And let's take your lens and aim it at what you want to focus on, whether it's homework or writing your fantasy trilogy or your meditation practice or paying your bills quickly and getting it over with without dragging it out from distraction. Anything that comes up for you, you can create an autofocus alignment for it, a focusing machine, a focusing program. So take whatever your issue is and aim this autofocus alignment lens at it and give this command. Autofocus, align now. So just do that whenever you need to focus. Just go to your autofocus lens and say, autofocus, align now. And of course, you can manually focus too. You can zoom in very, very close to what you want to focus on, or you can zoom out wide for the big picture. And we talk about how to do energetic zooming in the Now Healing 101 course, but you can do it right now just using your autofocus alignment. So we're going to align with appropriate focus now. Dynamically balanced focus that can widen or narrow or zoom as needed. align with dynamically centered focus so that your intensity of focus is always useful. It's neither under-focused when you need to laser focus nor over-focused when you need a nice broad beam illuminating the big picture. Align with autofocus now. And let's align with having that program running in the background for you, and it will only activate when it is appropriate. It won't take up any of your mental processing power because it's located in the universal mind, not in your local mind. So aligning with connecting to that, plugging into it as needed, now. And allow your brain states, your brain waves, to align with appropriate timing and balance for your highest ability to focus. Align now. Good. And finally, align with knowing when it's appropriate to stop focusing and focus on something else entirely, like your loved ones or the trees and the sky outside. Align with appropriate focus now. Align with the highest expression of your focused mind and your clear mind now. So anytime you can just tune into that morphic field of your clear mind that always already exists, you can do a mind meld with it and bring that morphic field into your mind and bring your mind into it, aligning them now and from now on.